comments on person, please press star 9 in order to raise your hand to speak. We will unmute member of the public individually if they have their hand raised. When it is your turn to speak, you will hear a notification that you have been unmuted. It is that time you should begin to ask any question you may have. You will have 3 minutes to speak, at the conclusion of which you will be muted again, and the council or administrator will respond as necessary. Should you have any further comment or question, the Township Council is always available by email and phone, and you can always call the Mayor's office during the normal operating hour. Each member of the public shall only have one opportunity to speak during each public portion. As the technology does not to allow to know if there are multiple caller on an individual line, we ask that if you want to speak, that you dial in on a separate line so that we can recognize you as a separate individual. Individual may be submit written comments on the Township Clerk up to the 48 hours prior to the meeting, to be read by the Township Clerk during the public comment portion of the public on the meeting. Said comment will be limited to 3 minutes of reading. Thank you in advance for your patience as we continue to move the Township forward during this health emergency. Mr. Sheder, can I have a roll call, please?
Councilman Bullard?
Here.
Thank you. Councilwoman Cahill?
Here.
Councilman Kong?
Here.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Here.
Councilman Rouse? Councilman Irwin?
Here.
Council President Shaw?
Here. Please stand for Lagos Kelly.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Okay, item number 5. Comment from the administration and council. Councilman Mr. Jim Bullard, any comments or question? Councilman Mr. Bullard, any comments?
Council President Shaw, this is Councilwoman Cahill.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I think this is just for items on adjournment of any matters on the agenda.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Comment from Administration Council regarding for adjournment of any matter on this agenda.
None at this time.
Okay. Okay. Item number 6.
Excuse me for one moment. Reverend Rouse, I see that you're in the meeting and you need to unmute yourself. Please press star 6 to unmute yourself at this time so that we can take your votes. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, item number 6, open to the public. Comment regarding for item 8, consent agenda items. If you wish to speak at this time, please press star 9 to raise your hand. When it is your turn to speak, you will hear an announcement that you have been unmuted. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which you make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comment or question.
Council please President, be aware these are for the consent agenda items only. Thank you.
Yeah.
Council President, I'm going to unmute the first individual with their hand raised. The last four digits are 9879. Please state your name and address. Thank you.
Hello, this is Sid Madison. Can you hear me?
Yes.
I'm
yes,
at
Mr.
One,
Sid.
Hi, I'm at 176 Blackford Avenue, and I'm in terms of the resolution Q calling for fossil fuel divestment from its pension plan is the title on this. I would like to comment that the taxpayers are affected by this, both in Piscataway taxes and potentially in New Jersey taxes. So it's an important issue to make sure that the poor holding of fossil fuels gets divested from. And I would answer any questions that any council person had. If there are no questions, I'll just get off the line.
No questions, Council President, but I want to thank Mr. Madison for always his effort when it comes to the issues of not only the town, the state, but the country trying to get itself off of its fossil fuel addiction. So I just want to say thank you to Mr. Madison.
Thank you, Mr. Cole. Thank you, Mr. Madison.
Council President, the next individual with their hand raised, I've asked them to unmute themselves. Please state your name and address. Thank you.
Hello.
Good evening, Council. This
yes.
is David Akins.
Yes, Mr.
Akins. Can you hear me?
Thank you. Yes.
Two questions. One is item number, well, it's actually 8 Bravo, with the demolition of that residence, is there anything going there? 8 Bravo.
Yeah, David, this is Tim Dacey. No, we're going to be putting in a new sewer connection from Rutgers, and that's exactly where it's going to be meeting the MCOA line. So we're going to be demolishing the home, and a new sewer pipe is going to be going in across the property.
Okay, my next question is item F for Foxtrot. The vehicle that's being ordered, what department is that going to? Police, admin, the township?
It's going to be used for the senior center.
Okay. Item Q for Quebec, which the gentleman made reference to. I'd like to get a more explanation of what's happening as far as the what it entails. I know it's supposed to be good for the township. Can you elaborate a little bit on that?
Now, this was a, it's being sent to the pension, to the governor, to the state pensions, and it's requesting that the public pension fund begin divesting itself of energy stocks, any stocks that are carbon related.
Okay. Item number K for Kilo. How many phases are there? Is this phase 3 the last phase?
No, there'll probably be one or two more. What we're doing is we've got a 5-year plan for the building that we developed about 3 years ago. Each year we're doing a little bit more to improve the building. So I believe there's going to be 5 phases altogether.
Okay, the reason why I ask, I know there's been a lot of phases. This has been out there quite some time. And I'm just wondering, why is it taking so long? And is it 5 the max, or is it a possibility of even more?
There's a possibility of even more. What we're trying, we had an assessment done of all the building systems. So the first stuff we did was fire safety, things like that. And we're upgrading 8 apartments to make them ADA handicapped. This year, we're working in the parking lot, putting new energy efficient lighting in, replacing the conduits, which are 30 years old and in poor condition. So each year we're doing a little bit more, so we don't do it all at once and inconvenience the people who are living at Sterling Village.
Okay. The next one is M for Mike, N for November, and O for Oscar. I know it's a block grant. Is that block grant for all of those items I mentioned? And if so, how much is it for the block grant?
For item M, it's $9,000 for the distracted driver crackdown from the state. You drive, you text, you pay. And for item Q, that's our 2021 community development block grant.
How much?
It was a small increase from what we originally got, so we're increasing it by $4,371.
So the total is...
Total was about $300,000.
That's all I have at this time. Oh, one last question. With the new vehicle that's being ordered for sewer, we have one now, is that correct?
We've got an older one right now that we're using.
How long do those vehicles usually hold up?
About 10 years or so.
Okay, and the one we have now is 10 years or more?
Yeah, I think it's closer to 14, I believe, the one we have currently.
So what are you going to do with the old one? Is that still going to be used as a backup?
Probably keep it as a backup, yep.
Okay, that's all I have right now. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. David.
Council President, there are no other individuals with their hands raised with regard to the consent agenda item.
Thank you. So, we are closing the public portion. Item number 7, proclamation for Pride Month.
Thank you, Council President. Whereas the Township of Piscataway supports the right of every resident to experience love and freedom from discrimination, and whereas the mayor and council are committed to keeping Piscataway an inclusive and welcoming community for all, and whereas while there are many notable progress in American society towards acceptance and equality in recent years, members of the LGBTQ community still face unacceptable discrimination and harassment. And whereas everyone should be able to live without fear or prejudice, discrimination, violence, and hatred based on race, religion, gender, identity, or sexual orientation. And whereas in June 2000, President Bill Clinton declared June as Gay and Lesbian Pride Month to commemorate the June 1969 Stonewall Uprising in Lower Manhattan. And in June 2009, President Barack Obama expanded the observance by designating June to be Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, and Transgender Pride Month. And whereas June is celebrated as LGBTQ Pride Month nationwide, therefore I, Brian Waller, declare June 2021 as Pride Month and encourage all Township residents to eliminate prejudice wherever it exists and to celebrate Piscataway's diversity. Thank you, Council President.
Thank you, Mayor.
Council President, it is Councilwoman Cahill. I want to thank the mayor for reading the proclamation. As someone who has relatives who are part of the LGBTQ community, I really appreciate the fact that we are flying the flag and that we are recognizing them, because I can speak at least for one of my family members. It took many years for her to feel comfortable to really come out. And now she enjoys all the wonderful things that marriage brings and having a child and all that good stuff. So I'm grateful, and I'm grateful that we had a President Barack Obama who could really, you know, move us into that era. So thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Gabriel. Okay. item number 8, consent agenda. For efficiency, item have been consolidated in the consent agenda to be voted on together. The material for this item have been distributed to the council in advance of the meeting at this time. Are there any item the council would like to remove from the consent agenda to be discussed or voted on separately?
I think none at this time, Council President.
Okay. So do I offer?
Councilwoman Cahill. I'll take the second.
Okay. Okay, I'll put Councilwoman Lombardi as a motion and Councilwoman Cahill as a second, correct?
Yes.
Thank you.
Ms. Cedar, can I have roll call, please?
Councilman Bullard? Councilman Bullard, your vote, please. Councilman Bullard? Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilman Khan?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse? Councilman Rouse? Councilman Irwin?
Yes.
Council President Shaw?
Yes. Item number 9, ordinance for second reading. Equation of block 11302, lot 4, 595 Highland Avenue, open for the public. Resolution adopting ordinance. Ms. Cedar, can you read the ordinance, please?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance Authorizing the Acquisition of Certain Property Identified as Block 11302, Lot 4, 595 Highland Avenue, in the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, for public purpose pursuant to NJSA 20:3-1 etsec, was introduced on the 11th day of May 2021 and had passed the first reading and was published on the 14th day of May 2021. Now therefore be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on June 10th, 2021, be adopted, passed, and after passage, be published together with a notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be it further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 2021-13.
Yeah. Okay. So this is open for the public. If you wish to speak at this time, please press that star 9. You raise your hand. When it's your turn to speak, you will hear an announcement that you have been unmuted. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which you make your comments. The council or administrator will respond if necessary after you have completed any comment or question.
Council President, I have one individual who has their hand raised. I'm asking them to unmute now. Last four numbers are 9690. Please state your name and address. Thank you.
Yeah, hi. My name is Prateek Patel, 29 Redbud Road. I'd just like to understand when somebody says that township is acquiring something on acquiring land or something like that, who becomes the owner when the township owns something? Is this some private corporation or it ends up in the hands of public trust? Which one is it?
Yeah, this is Tim. Yeah, this is for the township to buy a piece of, say, there was an abandoned house here that the township had to knock down and we put a property lien on the property. And unfortunately, it's tied up in a state that we'll never get our money back. We own all the other property on the block, so this will be, we're just going to buy it. It's just a piece of vacant land right now.
Okay, so the question is, which is fine if the township acquires this and if they have planned to rebuild and revitalize it, and then again it ends up in public hands. After this cycle goes through, does the ownership end up with some private corporation, or is it going to end up with an individual owner, all said and done, at the end of the cycle? So I understand somebody is going through some acquisition spree, buying the land, cleaning the land. In the end, does it mean that the township acquires more and more equity through private corporations?
We're a public entity. We own land, and occasionally we sell some land that we own. So we're not a private entity, and we don't deal with private entities when acquiring property.
Okay. So it is fair to say that Piscataway Township is not a private corporation, correct? And the interests of whoever are elected are not aligned with private corporation. Is that fair a statement?
This is Rice Crew, the town attorney. That's correct. You know, we have no affiliation or with public any private corporation. This is an actual acquisition. It's going to be open space to be held by the township, as we, you know, have other parks and open space around town.
But when you say open space, it's going to be a public trust for open space, correct?
No, I mean, this one isn't specifically coming from state funds, the Green Acres Fund, so it's not going to be restricted, but the township, you know, has already, the building's already been abandoned and I understand demolished, so it is open space. And I think the township has indicated that they will be maintaining that.
So who is going to, where the money is going to be funded to manage those open spaces? Piscataway taxpayers, or how is it going to be funded in future?
It's going to be the Piscataway taxpayers. This is right next to and across from the Piscataway soccer club playing field. So it's already next to area that's already maintained by the township.
Okay. So I think what I would like to propose is any land, just the motion, any lands that are owned by Piscataway taxpayers, those land should have a sign that explicitly states that. And a revenue or a budget line item that requires on a yearly basis to know the taxpayer's liability when such kind of acquisition happens. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Council President, there are no other individuals with their hands raised for this public portion.
Okay, so I'm closing the public portion. Now, do I have offer?
Offer, Councilman Khan.
Thank you, Mr. Khan. Do I have a second?
Frank Irwin, second.
Frank Irwin, second. Thank you.
I'll take the roll call, Councilman Bullard. Councilman Bullard?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilman Khan?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse? Councilman Irwin?
Yes.
Council President Shaw?
Yes. Okay. Item number 10, ordinance, first reading, amendment chapter 23, sewer and water wastewater regulation adopting ordinance. Ms. Shirar, can you read the ordinance, please?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance to Amend and Supplement the Revised General Ordinances of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, amending Chapter 23, Sewers and Wastewater, Section 23-2.3, Service Charges, be and is hereby adopted on the first reading. that it be published in the official newspaper, and then a second reading and public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, as well as by telephonic conference on the 29th day of June, 2021. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least two public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Thank you, Ms. Sidra. Do I offer?
Lombardi.
Thank you, Ms. Lombardi. The second?
Second, Councilman Khan.
Thank you, Mr. Khan. Okay. Item number 11. Ordinance first reading.
Excuse me. I have to take the roll call. Councilman Bullard? Councilman Bullard? Councilwoman Cahill?
Yeah.
Councilman Khan?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse? Councilman Rouse?
We're trying to get him unmuted. He's on the call, but can't get unmuted.
Councilman Urin?
Yes.
Council President Shaw?
Yes, thank you. Item number 11, Ordinance First Reading, Amendment Chapter 32, Stormwater Management and Control Resolution Adopting Ordinance. Ms. Hiller, can you read the ordinance, please?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance to Amend and Supplement the Revised General Ordinances of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, amending Chapter 32, Stormwater Management and Control, as previously revised in Ordinance Number 2020-35, be and is hereby adopted on the first reading, that it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, as well as by telephonic conference on the 29th day of June, 2021. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least two public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Thank you, Mr. Can I have a roll call, please?
Councilwoman Khan, offer. Cahill, offer.
Hold on a minute.
Lombardi, second.
I don't know why I keep doing that.
Is there something I don't know here?
Okay, so I have Councilwoman Cahill as a motion and Councilwoman Lombardi as a second, correct?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Councilman Bullard? Councilman Bullard, I see you, but I can't hear you. So I know you're unmuted. If you could talk. Okay. Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilman Khan?
Councilman Cahill, I mean Khan. But...
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse? Councilman Urin?
Yes.
Council President Shaw?
Yes. Okay. Item number 12, ordinance second reading, prohibiting the operation of any class of cannabis business with the township, open to public, resolution adopting ordinance.
Be resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled an ordinance prohibiting the operation of any class of cannabis businesses within the Township of Piscataway's geographical boundaries and amending Chapter 21 Zoning, Section 3, Definitions, and Section 13, Prohibited Uses, and adding Chapter 3, Police Regulations, Section 28, Cannabis, to the revised general ordinances of the Township of Piscataway, was introduced on the 11th day of May, 2021, and had passed the first reading and was published on the 14th day of May, 2021. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on June 10th, 2021, be adopted, passed, and after passage, be published together with a notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be it further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 2021-14.
Thank you, Ms. Sugar. Okay, this is open to the public. If you wish to speak at this time, please press star 9 to raise your hand. When it is your turn to speak, you will hear an announcement that you have been unmuted. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administrator will respond if necessary after you have completed any comment or question.
Council President, I'm asking the first individual to unmute themselves. And okay. Hugh Giordano, you may please state your name and address. Thank you.
Yes, hello, can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Excellent. My name is Hugh Giordano, 57 Argyle yes. Avenue, Blackwood, New Jersey. Mayor and Council, today I come to you as a representative of the United Food and Commercial Workers Union. The United Food and Commercial Workers Union is a national labor union of 1.3 million hardworking families across the U.S. and Canada. And we are the official labor union which represents cannabis workers, both medical and adult use from seed to sale. We also are working directly with our union brothers and sisters in the building trades. So the steam fitters, the IBEW, the carpenters, in the retro and the build out of these facilities. So these cannabis jobs from both medical and adult use are jobs that are union from shovel to sale. These are good wages. These sick time, vacation, healthcare, dental, vision, retirement. These are the type of jobs that attract a young and educated families. For example, most people that work in these facilities have degrees in botany, horticulture, and chemistry. Even in the front ends of these dispensaries, we have pharmacists. You can't get more educated than that. You're one step away from having doctors working in these facilities literally already. Unfortunately, this ban is attack on workers. This ban is attack on labor. The AFL-CIO, which is the umbrella of all of us, fully endorses and supports these jobs. And passing this will hurt the local economy. It not only does it hurt the local economy and the jobs, but it hurts patients as well. People that are looking for medicine have to travel a long way. So two things I want to suggest is one, the city of Bayonne passed a great ordinance. Has renewal fees, application fees, and it also is very conservative. They only have a couple facilities that are gonna be allowed in the big city. So you could do the same type of thing, start small. And also they have a merit-based application system, looking at labor standards, environmental standards, security standards. For example, at our facility, you should make sure that they hire retired police officers. Our unionized facility, the Garden State Dispensary, hires retired police officers. So we take the best and brightest from our state and make sure that they're part of the community. The city of Bayonne is the ordinance that should be adopted, is the great model ordinance. And I can offer you a tour of the Garden State Dispensary if you would like to see it. I've taken police chiefs, business administrators, mayors, and councils through it. And you can see it for yourself so that you don't have to say that you heard something about Colorado. This isn't Colorado, this is New Jersey. And we have a really well-regulated, safe system. In fact, the police have full access to that facility 24/7. The cameras go towards the state police 24/7. So please drop this ordinance tonight, reconsider, opt in using the Bayonne ordinance and create some good union jobs. Thank you.
Council President, I am going to ask the next individual to unmute themselves. 4689, please state your name and address, and you have 3 minutes to speak.
Please state your name and address, please.
This is Supriya Rao, and the address is 245 St. Mark's Avenue. I've been a yes. Piscataway resident for 15 plus years as a parent of young kids. And being a professional and educated person, I've seen this corporate shield that has been passed throughout in other states and cities, the disastrous results of that. And I strongly support the ordinance to ban any kind of sale of cannabis within the township. We don't want to end in a disastrous position. And this is really concerning. And I would really, I strongly support that. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Rao.
Council President, I'm asking the next individual to unmute themselves. Last four digits, 9690. You can unmute yourself.
Yeah.
Please state your name and address, please.
You're breaking up. We can't understand you. So I don't know if you're on a device.
Can we better now?
Else. Hello?
Can we better now?
It's a little bit better. It's still breaking up.
Hold on. 1 second. Is it better? Hello?
Hello? Better now, yes. Yes.
Okay. I would just like to add on to this that I would like to applaud Mayor's office and the council
office. Your name
office
and address,
please? For,
state your name and address.
Pratik Patel, 29 Redbud Road.
Thank you.
Yeah, I would just like to applaud the position taken by council and the mayor to ban this thing. I think all said and done, as far as Piscataway community is concerned, I think we pride in ourselves in high tech and digital and many other advancements. And I understand the rules in and around cannabis that promotes jobs, but we don't want that kind of jobs in our township. Where it happens and if it does something good, be all good. But at the same time, I want to be mindful, as I attended one of this video conference in the past, where the rights of some of those folks whose livelihood depended on it, I think we are just kind of leaving them hanging dry. So what I would like to propose is when restriction ordinances are passed and some minority rights are disenfranchised, I would like the township or whoever in the council to meet those folks personally and offer them choices so that way they can live a decent life and a past date or a career that they would like to enjoy. And after that, if they deny that, that's a different story. But sometimes, oftentimes, when change happens, usually on the receiving side, I don't want folks in our town to kind of left hang and dry because of some decisions that were made. Thank you.
Council President, I'm asking the next individual to unmute themselves. Last four digits are 6692. Thank you.
Hi, this is Jonathan Powers, 361 Stoughton Road. I'm a almost 15-year resident, and I believe that the council is making a mistake by prohibiting the operation of all cannabis businesses. Our state Democratic leadership is in favor, as well as the majority of our fellow state residents. Sorry, I'm trying to read my, I wrote a little couple notes down and I'm mixing them up. But our town leadership has done whatever it could to get warehouses, more and more warehouses into our town. Speaking of good jobs and tax revenue, but here's an opportunity to get an industry, starting industry, the ground up to make the rules, to make them good jobs. I don't see the difference between a dispensary and a liquor store. There's not people drinking outside of our liquor stores. There's not going to be people using cannabis outside of a dispensary. More than likely, they're going to come into Piscataway and leave. When you have a population of a majority of the people who recreationally smoke already, we're already a good family town, which is what everyone is saying. What is the difference if they come to our town and buy it? These dispensaries, I don't believe, are going to be in our residential areas. They can be in strip malls. I know this firsthand because I'm a union representative of the workers who work in Woodbridge. And I believe they would be quite upset if they heard the way that you're speaking of them, that you don't want them in our neighborhood. So I'm asking the council to change their minds and shut this down for now, maybe get more public opinion, because if 70% of the state is in favor, I believe a majority of our town would be also. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Powell.
Council President, I'm asking the next individual to unmute themselves. Last four digits are 0962. Thank you.
Hello, Brian Reck, 1247 Brookside Road. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Hi, I'd just like to read, I don't know if any of you got a chance to read the NJ.com article where they interviewed a lawyer for another town. I'm just going to quote his, this was Sean Mack. Just going to read his quote. The thought process on how the repeal is going to work is flawed, he said. The towns think we ban everything now, then we change our minds later, so now we want to allow things. You have to repeal your opt-out ban. Now you're back in a situation where your town does not have a duly adopted law by August 21st to ban certain cannabis businesses. Do you guys have any response to that? Because his interpretation of that law makes sense to me. If you ban this now, when you revoke the ban, you're not going to have a law, so you're going to be back in the situation where everything's allowed. So to me, that means you're probably never going to remove the ban.
Well, Raj, you want to comment on that?
Yeah, I'll take it. This is Raj Gumar, the attorney. Mr. Rack, from that quote, it seems to indicate that the attorney is talking about people changing their mind before the August deadline and repealing the ban and not having it. I'm not sure how that makes sense, even if the council did want to change their mind in regard to this ordinance, which, you know, they didn't take this decision lightly. If they did, it would be as simple as they could do a simultaneous ordinance to pass a regulatory ordinance to fill that void. So that attorney is kind of, I would disagree with that attorney in regard to his process. You know, you can do special meetings, et cetera. There's ways to do it. That being said, the regulations and rules are not going to be announced by the state as discussed at our previous meeting until after the townships have decided to have the option to opt out or opt in, and they will not be able to opt out after that deadline. So the township's going to, wait and see, and they may have the ability, depending on the rules and regulations, after that deadline to opt in. And I leave that to the council and the administration to make that determination.
Okay, I'd encourage the members of the council to read the NewJersey.com article. The title is, New Jersey Cities Towns Are Acting Quickly to Ban Weed Businesses by the August Deadline.
Council President, this is Council McCann. Can I just comment briefly?
Okay.
I understand Brian's comments and the comment of the first speaker about jobs. And I understand his enthusiasm, but to say that, passing this ordinance demonstrates a lack of respect for union jobs is a pretty bold statement. It really isn't supported by what we're doing here. I said this at the last meeting when this was brought up. I voted in favor of changing the law and legalizing the sale of marijuana. I think it was the right decision for the state. What's disappointing is the state has not provided appropriate regulations. I mean, the first speaker indicated it's a well-regulated industry. Well, we don't really know that because we don't know what the rules and regulations are. And once we opt in without knowing what the parameters are, I think that would be rather irresponsible of us. It's disappointing that the state hasn't given us proper guidance as to what we would be opting into. But as a lawyer myself, I don't know how I could vote for or advise the municipality to opt into a plan without understanding what the regulatory scheme is going to be. It would be like saying we're going to vote to allow the sale of alcohol, but have no idea how it would be regulated and where it would be regulated and whether or not we'd have local control.
As a lawyer, I understand that there will be an opportunity down the road after there are regulations, especially in light of the fact that so many different townships, cities, and municipalities across the state have reacted in the same way we have. There'll be other opportunities after these regulations are in place for Piscataway and other towns to take a look at this and say, okay, now we understand how it works. Now we understand what local control we have or don't have, and we can make a different decision. But, you know, opting in without knowing what the rules are is, and I, Brian, frankly, is irresponsible of us. I mean, what do we do if we opt in and the regulations are in other words, what if we opt in and we're not allowed to control the location or the zoning or where these sites would be? And we can't opt out. And we just can't, we can't abide by it that way. When the state clarifies what the rules are, we'll take another look at it. Nobody, I can't speak for the rest of my colleagues, but I suspect the majority of them supported the legislation at the state level. We're just disappointed that the state hasn't given us guidance or the town's guidance at this point. Thank you, Council President.
Thank you, Mr. Khan. Thank you, Raj. Thank you, Mr. Brand.
Council President, I'm going to ask the next individual with their hand raised to unmute themselves.
Yes.
You're just delineated as an R. If you could unmute yourself. Thank you.
Yes. Hi, my name is Marina Redman. I live at 3 Burrell Square, Harlan, New Jersey. Oh, you just took off my face. I guess you don't want to see me.
We don't have video on our calls. It's only telephonic.
Okay, because Governor Murphy said we could be seen, and I am a disabled cancer patient, and I thought it would be nice for you to see me, but I'll continue on with my I was born with a birth defect on my lower left leg. I had to have a bunch of surgeries by the time I was 4 and a half. Back then, I was in a major New York City hospital. I wasn't allowed. My mother wasn't allowed to stay over, and it was really scary having her walk away from me. And yes, the nurses treated me very nice. But could you imagine being a mother seeing your daughter having to walk away from her, being in a major New York City hospital? This is where my PTSD started with doctors and stuff. It was scary. Then unfortunately, in 2017, I was diagnosed with cancer. I lost 50 pounds within 3 weeks. It wasn't easy. Any medication they gave me to stop from vomiting and stop from getting sick did not work. I'm just asking for medical dispensaries. This medicine was wonderful. It changed my life. You know, they have professionals at the dispensaries. You go to the dispensary and you say, this is what I'm going through. I'm going through chemo. I'm vomiting. I need to eat. I need to gain weight. And they know their stuff. They know their different strains. And they help me out so much. These are professionals. These are like pharmacists. Some of them are even pharmacists. You know, you even actually have one doctor in Piscataway that prescribes medical cannabis. You have 64 psychiatrists that prescribe medical cannabis who have PTSD, who are suicidal. Some of those prescriptions that they are on actually make them choose suicide, which is really sad. Then you people will say, well, you can take Uber and Lyft. Not if you're in a wheelchair, not if you're on disability. It's rough, it's hard, it costs extra money. We don't even have money. It's hard for us to even pay for our own medicine. Then you say, what about Access Link if you're in a wheelchair? Well, sometimes Access Link, it's hard to get an appointment with Access Link. You have to call 24 hours ahead of time, and who even knows that they're even gonna bring you to that dispensary? Who even knows what time slots are open? It is a horrible thing not to go, you know, I not to go without medicine. If you have blood pressure medicine, you can get it. I'm sure there's a ton of CVS and Walgreens in Piscataway. There's almost 400 CVSs in the state of New Jersey. There's like 280 Walgreens in the state of New Jersey. We're just asking for one medical marijuana place just to help patients, not to make them suffer. Thank you.
Thank you.
Council President, I'm asking the next individual with their hand raised to unmute themselves. Go ahead.
Good evening, Council. My name is Edward Lefty Grimes. I'm with sativacross.org. We're a 501c3 advocating for disabled rights and cannabis patients' rights. Was synthetic marijuana sold at the pharmacies under the name Marinol and Dronabinol? Was that banned also?
Can you repeat the question again? Sorry, my
can you repeat your question?
Was it synthetic marijuana banned or just God's medicine?
The prohibition that the township is doing on the ordinance is for all types of cannabis for the businesses.
Okay, so your pharmacies should be aware that they shouldn't be selling synthetic marijuana to their cancer patients anymore. Those cancer patients are going to have to go get their synthetic cannabinoids somewhere else, as well as disabled war vets who you're actually disrupting the supply chain of medicine for disabled war vets. Something that's against the Geneva Convention. I mean, you're not even following the Geneva Convention, which is an international treaty that makes our captured troops at least receive medicine from a group like the Taliban. So in actuality, the Taliban actually treats our vets better than you guys. That's sad, because at least they have to give them medicine.
I'll clarify one thing, is anything that may not be regulated as cannabis by the state, if it's synthetic, I don't know if the pharmacies are able to, are considered synthetic marijuana is considered as part of the regulatory scheme of the new cannabis laws. Regardless, is that even if we're prohibiting these businesses, the state law allows and requires townships not to prohibit delivery of marijuana to any resident in the township. So any resident that does need marijuana in the township will be able to get delivery to their house.
Well, that's an extra cost that you're asking for disabled people. And if you've ever spent a day in a wheelchair, which I've asked a lot of councils to do that, spend a day in a wheelchair, and nobody will do it. Because if you're in a wheelchair, it's not easy. It's very hard. And you don't have money. You're on disability. You're getting taxed by the state 7%. You're getting taxed by the towns 2%. The medicine is not covered by insurance. The only medicine that's not covered by insurance. And the stigma of these towns banning God's medicine, it's shocking to me that they're banning God's medicine. Your family, the synthetic marijuana that's sold in the pharmacy is family friendly. We have no problem with people being stoned on Marinol and stoned on Dronabinol. But suddenly when God puts cannabis in front of us, we lose our minds. This is God's medicine. He put it here for us for a reason. It helps many different conditions. I was on opiates for 10 years and it got me off of those opiates because I'm in pain. I have an artificial disc L4, L5, and a fusion L5S1, and a two-level cervical fusion. I am in pain. I am in 7 and 8 level pain all day long. And I use cannabis to maintain. I don't even get stoned. I take a couple of dabs every couple of hours and to maintain my pain. Now, when I go to church, I could take a couple extra hits for Jesus. I admit that. I use spiritual cannabis also, as is my right. As a cannabis patient and as a recreational user now, apparently I have the right to use it spiritually, and I choose to use it spiritually. And I enjoy using it spiritually. I think more people should use cannabis spiritually and go to church and pray and meditate, whatever you want to call it. I think more people should get in touch with God and God's medicine, not these chemicals that these pharmaceuticals in Jersey are trying to shove down our throat. We live in big pharma state, and I'm surprised we got as far as we did with our medical cannabis in New Jersey. Because we are just poisoned by big pharma. Poisoned. I live right next to Novartis up here, and it's just poison that they're giving us, killing people every day with their, I mean, vets are taking these medicines, the medicines that they're taking, the SSRIs, the side effects are suicide. We got vets.
Excuse me, Mr. Grimes. Excuse me, Mr. Grimes. Your 3 minutes of time has expired, so if you could please wrap up your commenting.
They went with songs to the battle. They were young, straight of limb, true of eye, steady and aglow. They were staunch to the end against odds uncounted. They fell with their faces to the foe. They shall grow not old, as we that are left grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn. At the going down of the sun and in the morning, we will remember them. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Edward.
Hey, Council President, can I just ask Raj, this is Councilman Khan, Raj, a question.
Council President, there are no other individuals with their hands raised. Just wanted to let you know.
Okay.
Well, you can close the public portion if you want, Council President, first. I just wanted to ask
Mr. Khan,
a question.
Mr. Khan, can you hold on, please?
Yeah, please, go ahead.
Thank you. Okay, Mr. Khan, first. I want to close the public portion first. Okay, I'm closing the public portion. And now,
you talking to me?
Yeah, Council. You're muted. Mr. Councilman Khan, yeah, go ahead with your question. This is Raj.
Hey Raj, the last speaker, I think misstated it, but correct me if I'm wrong. This doesn't have anything to do with what pharmacies are allowed to do under the current law and have been allowed to do for a while. In other words, we're not prohibiting pharmacies from prescribing or distributing prescriptions. This deals with specific marijuana facilities, growing, dispensing, and so on. Am I correct? This doesn't involve what is currently allowed under both state and federal law that pharmacies do now. Am I correct in that?
Yes, completely correct.
So, just to clarify the last speaker's statement that, and I think the one before, and I appreciate their passionate comments, as I'm sure everybody else does, but you can still go to a pharmacy and get whatever prescriptions you were getting under the law. This has got nothing to do with that. Am I correct, Raj?
Yeah, that's completely correct. Correct. Anything that was already being distributed through the pharmacies, I don't think is being affected by this new law. That'll be separately regulated.
Thank you. Thanks.
Thank you, Mr. Khan. Okay. Can I have an offer?
I'll offer if you want me to, Councilman Khan.
Mr. Khan, yes. Second?
Frank Irwin, second.
Thank you, Frank. Roll call, please.
Councilman Ballard? Councilman Ballard? Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilman Khan?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse? Councilman Irwin?
Yes.
Council President Shaw?
Yes. Thank you. Item number 13, announcement and comment from official. Councilman Mr. Jim Bullard, any comment or announcement? Mr. Bullard?
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Nothing at this time. Thank you.
Thank you. Councilwoman Scahill, please.
I would like to wish our residents and my colleagues here a very happy 4th of July, as I don't believe we're meeting until after that date. I think I have that right. Hope everyone pardon me? I could be wrong, but anyway, I just want to wish everyone a happy holiday. Look forward to, at least for those of us who are fully vaccinated, some, you know, good summer fun, and for those who are not, to continue to keep safe and protect themselves as well as their families. Thank you.
Councilman Mr. Khan.
I have no comments. Thank you.
Thank you. Councilwoman Lombardi.
Nothing. Thank you.
Thank you. Councilman Mr. Rao. Councilman Frank Earn.
Nothing at this time, Council President.
Thank you. Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Council President. I just want to thank the American Legion
as well as the township and the Visiting Nurse Association for sponsoring a Vax with a Vet today. And I want to thank Councilman Khan for promoting that within the veterans organizations. That we had a lot of people come down to get vaccinations today. Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor Spira. Business Administrator, Mr. Timothy, is he? Mr. Dacey?
Nothing, thank you.
Thank you. Township Attorney, Mr. Rajiv Kumar?
No comments, thank you.
Thank you. I want to wish everybody Father's Day for June 16. And that's it. Thank you. Okay, item number 14, agenda session for June 29, 2021. Ordinance second reading, amending chapter 23, sewer and wastewater, open to the public, resolution adopting ordinance. Okay, any comment or question?
Thank you.
Thank you. On the second reading, amending chapter 32, stormwater management and control of the public regulation, adopting ordinance. Any comment or question? None. A resolution authoring 2021 solicitor license, Paul Jedamick and Jerry Hinto Fostas, and 2021 peddler license, Dayanara Martin Ruiz. Any question or comments? Resolution authoring chapter 159 for year 2021, clean community grant, $99,446.48. Any comment or question? Resolution authoring return of Sterling Village Security Deposit Estate of Ralph Quarters, apartment 109. Any comment or questions? None. Resolution authoring chapter 159, American Rescue Plan Act of 2021, $36,041,346. Any comment or question? None. Resolution authoring renewal of liquor license. Any comment or question? Okay, none. Resolution authorizing release of performance surety and cash bond, American Express, GRM Construction Incorporation, GRM Old Company Incorporation, and Block 5001, Lot 1.02 to Corporate Place. Any comment or question? And resolution authorizing tax appeal settlement, Srinivastava, Arun and Bharti, Block 3602, Lot 4.07, 12, Grace Place. Any comment or question? Resolution authoring Amendment Rider B to Fireworks Performance Contract. No comment or question? Okay. Now, these three motions. Motion accept the report of clerk account May 2021. Motion accept report of division revenue May 2021. Motion receive and enter into minutes dismemberment for the month of May 2021. Any comment or question? Okay, so no comment or question. So now, item number 15, open to the public. If you wish to speak at this time, please press star 9, raise your hand. When it is your turn to speak, you will hear an announcement that you have been unmuted. At that time, please state your name and address. Know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administrator will respond if necessary after you have completed any comment or question.
Council President, I'm asking the first individual with their hand raised to unmute themselves. 9697 are the last four digits. Thank you.
Yes. Good evening. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello, Council. This is Charlie Cradiville. I'm a resident of New Brunswick. I'm the editor of New Brunswick Today. I wanted to ask first, does Piscataway have a police director or a public safety director? And if so, who is that person?
In our form of government, the mayor is the public safety director. This is Tim.
Thank you, Mr. Dacey. And maybe he can answer, or perhaps the chief is also on the call. Is it true that the Piscataway Police Department has lost all incident reports and crash investigation reports from February 2017 through May 18th, 2018?
I do not believe that that is true.
So you believe that the Piscataway Police Department has the incident reports and crash investigation reports from that period of time?
You can put in an open request and we can get it to the chief.
You know, that's interesting. Yeah, of course, because I'm looking at a OPRA response on OPRAMachine.com that indicates that there was a detrimental occurrence, and I believe that Chief Mosier was copied on this letter that says that those reports are gone. Can is the chief on the call? Can he comment on this?
No, the chief's not on the call.
Maybe the mayor knows then?
Mr. Credible, in regard to your statement, you know, that this is sensitive information, but in regard to they have not lost them, as the OPRA request was not able to be responded to is due to the fact that they were inaccessible at the time. But that's as much as I would say over the public meeting. I'm happy to discuss this, over the phone if you wish. Contact the mayor's office and they'll connect you with me. This is Raj Gumbh, the township attorney. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Attorney. I will be following up. So I'm a little confused. They were inaccessible at the time, and perhaps that's why this letter from the office of the chief says, unfortunately, all attempts to recover those reports have been unsuccessful. We apologize for any inconvenience this may cause. And this letter comes from Lieutenant Michelle Pilch. Can you tell me, have they been recovered now?
From my understanding, they have not yet, but they're not lost.
They're not lost, but they're not recovered.
That's correct.
Okay. So they're in limbo. I'm concerned about how this could possibly happen. Is this a failure of the vendor Lawsoft that is in charge of this, that I believe the county or the city township granted a contract to in November 2016? Is this their fault, or is this the fault of someone in Piscataway Police Department?
I'd be happy to discuss that offline with you. This is a sensitive matter, and I'm happy to discuss that offline. Thank you.
Okay, well, I think this is, a really big failure and really important. So that's why I'm raising it here, but I will follow up with you afterwards. And I just want to ask, does anybody know if any Piscataway police officials have been hired to work at Lawsoft?
This is the township attorney. I have no knowledge of that. As this seems to be an indication of fishing for information in regard to Lawsoft, and I asked the township council and the administration to refrain from any requests. And Mr. Cravitt, I would be happy to speak to you offline.
Well, guilty as charged. I am fishing for information. It's my job. I'm asking questions about this. Can you just tell me, is Lawsoft still the vendor for Piscataway? Are they still doing this?
Please be advised the time for the constituent has expired. Please wrap up this conversation.
Yep, just that final question. Is Lawsoft still a vendor for Piscataway?
Uh, I am not aware of the current status of the of it, and I'll speak with administration. And you know, when we speak, I can get you that information.
All right, looking forward to it. Thank you.
Council President, I'm asking the next individual to unmute themselves. The next individual, 9690, please unmute yourself. Thank you.
Yeah, hi. This is Pratik Patel. I would just like to comment a few things. I went into the archives of the meeting, and this is a question for the council and the mayor. I think in past few meetings, I've learned that the township was not involved in any kind of tax abatement or giving to the rec center that was created. But I think in January or February meeting archive, 300,000 were given to the rec center. Can somebody please elaborate on that? What was that money given for? And what were they used for?
This is Tim. I'm not sure what the question is.
So if you go back to the archives of the meetings that you guys published, and I think in one of those line items, I went through those in detail. There was 300,000, and I can certainly bring it up in the next meeting. Hopefully you guys can read it as well. But 300,000 was given to the rec center. And I would just like to understand, when the loans and the savings institutions are functioning the way they should function, why does township needs to give grants? I saw even in the previous conversation where somebody's looking for transparency and people always say, well, we'll take that offline. Look, government functions better when they are open. If something wrong has happened, just admit it and figure out a way to fix it. But we don't want something to be hidden. Just like Washington Avenue, there are a few things that I see nowadays that are done in closed door deals and so on and so forth. This is a highly educated town. People can take good news as well as bad news. And I would like most of the government activities to be turned in an open, transparent fashion. And I understand some decisions would become a disincentive for somebody, but let's just be honest about it and admit the fact so that way we have trust built into the government that we put in. Otherwise, we will get the government we don't want. That's the last thing that I want in this township. Thank you.
Mr. Patel, this is the township attorney. I just wanted to clarify that the conversation I had with Mr. Carvitel wasn't because the township was not being transparent. There's a potential for litigation, and for that reason, we do not put those types of discussions on public record that can be used in court at a later time. That's why I was willing to and still willing to talk to Mr. Carvitel, outside of the public portion. So the township is completely transparent, and we'll provide that information to Mr. Carvitel. As you're in regard to your 300,000, I'm not sure if you could provide us a greater detail on when that was and what it was. We could probably look up the resolution and make that, clarify that. I would say that the township rec center, the YMCA recreation center is a township property. So, it may have been for one of the capital purchases for the build out or the equipment, but without any further information, we cannot, respond to that accurately. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Raj.
Council President, I'm asking the next individual to unmute themselves. Last four digits, 0962.
Okay, sorry. Hi, Brian Rack, 1247 Brookside Road. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Hi, can I also call your Mr. Goomer and find out what happened to the police records? I mean, I'm a citizen in this town and I'm kind of offended that you won't say it in public.
Sure,
do we just have to get everyone in the Scanway to call you, or
if you want, there's it's a sensitive nature that could affect litigation, and therefore it's the policy of I think every township attorney that if there's any type of potential for litigation that information is not discussed over public record that could be used in future proceedings.
Okay. I was wondering if the council could help me with a problem. The park right near my house, I can't remember the name, it's on Brookside Road. There's always a trail of tiny liquor bottles right in front of it, presumably from the buy right nearby. Since the town seems to believe that the current liquor laws are working well. I was wondering what sort of action could be taken to remedy that. I've been walking to that park with some friends and their small child, and they started picking up the tiny liquor bottles. We'd have to tell them, oh, don't bother doing that, because by the time you get the 200 feet from my house to the park, your hands will be full. So nothing can be done. The children just have to look at the pile of tiny liquor bottles.
Council President, this is Councilwoman Khan. Mr. Rex, we have residents who call all the time into the township, into the building during business hours. And we have workers who do come out and they do clean the parks. I appreciate your concern. Your snarkiness is not gone unnoticed. But honestly, if your concern is about the cleanliness of your local park and not trying to be cute about the whole cannabis thing, all you have to do is call, and you've told us here at this meeting, and we'll make sure somebody comes out to the park and cleans up the bottle. Is that good for you?
Will you also send someone to the Buy Right liquor store nearby that also has a parking lot full of tiny liquor bottles?
Mr. Rex, most of the residents who get on the calls are calling with real concern about things that affect whereabouts they live. Okay, we don't go to businesses, and your snarkiness is not appreciated. So the comment about the park and the bottles, absolutely, because we appreciate when residents bring it to our attention when there are issues at local parks. And believe me, I've had people call me about people who dump trash at our local parks rather than put it in their own garbage or recycling that they throw in our park. And we come out there and we fix it. We take care of it. So in that respect, yes. If you'd like for us to work with you, I would highly suggest sort of toning down the snarkiness. Does that seem fair to you? Because I think that you like the town. I think you like living here. Correct me if I'm wrong. I do believe you're married to Mr. Cradwell's sister, so you're very much in line with them. So what I'd rather do is address the real concerns of the people in our town. And you have some, and I appreciate them, but I'd appreciate you also showing the concern that our other residents do when they call, and not just trying to be attacking us. Is that fair?
I mean, I think that would be fair if the various government boards showed the same respect to me. But as last night's planning board meeting goes, the mayor just interrupts me mid-sentence to say I'm out of time, which I don't think is really his responsibility in planning board meetings. So his whole statement about respect and honor during Pride Month seems kind of vague and pointless.
Well, okay. Listen, again, I'm not discounting any of your concerns. You're a resident of this town and we take them all seriously. But I would have to say, being someone who's been on planning board meetings and in town council meetings, I think it's sort of gone both ways, because the way in which you address us makes us, you're belittling us is what you're doing. And yeah, somebody gets
and we're not the mayor's
that.
Not doing that to people at the end of every council meeting. I'm sure he'll have a 10-minute rant about stuff right after this public portion.
I don't want to get into it with you. All I want to do is you as a resident.
He's not going to listen to
you and take care of you.
He's not going to listen to your constructive advice, Gabrielle.
You're not going to listen to my constructive advice.
We are.
Why would I listen to your constructive advice when everything I say you ignore?
We're not ignoring Brian and actively
okay, Mr. Khan, Mr. Brace, we concern your questions and park and cleaning. We take care for that. And if you have any other questions, thank you. Okay, Mr. Shridhar, anybody else?
Yes, I'm asking the next individual to unmute themselves. The last four digits are 3317.
Yes, please state your name and address, please. Last digit 3317, please state your name and address.
Council President, I'm going to go back to that individual. I'll go to the next one for now.
Yes.
The next one is, the last four digits are 4525.
Hi, yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, please state your name and address, please.
Hi, Nidish Varghese, 15 Hick Street. I'm actually calling in to discuss the Department of Public Works. In my opinion, there needs to be more transparency as it relates to the DPW and how they log and process resident requests for services. Right now, there is no accountability when we ask for services. I've asked for street sweeping about 3 times now in the past 2 months, and they have yet to come. And every time I call to follow up, they struggle to find the request. And 2 of the times, they said that they did not see the request, and they asked me to give the info one more time. And one of the times that I called, I got a woman from the DPW that picked up, and after I had her search on the status, she told me it's not there and took all the info again. I asked her for her name, and I kid you not, she says to me, I didn't give you my name. Why do you need my name? She then says to me, what's your name? The days of being rude and disrespectful to the residents of the township are long gone. Township employees should really be held to a higher standard and accountable for their actions. No township employees should ever be talking to a resident in this matter. And I don't understand why some of the people that are picking up the phone are so rude to residents and try to hide their name. I even left a voicemail to the director of public works, and it's been 2 weeks and he has yet to call or follow up. Townships like Edison and Princeton have an online log system. Mayor Waller, I would like to respectfully ask that you hold the DPW accountable for how they speak to residents and handle requests. And I'd like to propose for consideration an online portal where we can submit requests, and when we submit, there's a confirmation number attached to it so that we can see the status, et cetera. Even if it's called in, there's a confirmation number attached to the request. This way, you know exactly when it was submitted, who it was submitted with, and the status of the request. The DPW department that handles the request can mark it as completed when done, so we know exactly what is going on. Otherwise, there's really no transparency or accountability, and we have to just constantly follow up when something doesn't happen. And, you know, as we're in 2021, we need to keep up with technology and innovate with the residents of Piscataway. And I just feel like, you know, just like you guys have recently taken the time to update the website, I really do feel this new system would help the residents so that, A, we're not calling multiple times, because, you know, I understand the township is busy and there's multiple requests. But at least this way we can follow up and also hold accountable for requests. And my only question was Governor Murphy signed legislation and executive order ending COVID-19 public health emergency, I believe. And was there any plans to open back up the township offices for in-person requests, or are we still keeping it just telephone? Thank you.
So this is Tim. If you email me at tdacey@piscataway.nj.org, give me your name and address, I'll be able to follow up on your complaint and get back to you. And we're looking at the state for guidance. The state is not reopening state buildings right now. The governor is allowing the state to continue to work remotely. So we're watching the guidance from the state, from the county, and the guidance that we're getting from the health department in the county. So we are watching or monitoring on a daily basis as we move towards reopening. The clerk's office will begin doing some things by appointment only with the public. So we will be slowly moving back to normal as quickly as we can and as safely as we can.
Council President, I'm asking the next individual to unmute themselves who has their hand raised. The last four digits are 9879. Please unmute yourself.
This is Sid Madison. Can you hear me?
Yes, Mr. Sid.
Okay, I'm at 176 Blackford Avenue. I want to thank you for passing the resolution on divestment. I also had another resolution that I had brought to the council before. Basically, what the purpose of the resolution was to stop building more pipelines and compressor stations in New Jersey. The resolution asked the governor to enact a moratorium on those processes. Since the last council meeting, the can you hear me?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, the International Energy Agency, which was created in the 70s by because of the oil embargoes that were happening, and it's been a very fossil fuel biased organization, finally came out and said, we can't have any more building or creation of fossil fuel sites at all if we're going to make 1.5 degrees Celsius as the limit on warming. And that, I can tell you, is very important to all future generations. And so I would like you to go back, and I can provide the draft resolution again and rationale for having it, but I like to have it considered by the council. Any questions or comments?
Oh, Mr. Sig. Thank you, Mr. Madison.
Council President, I'm asking the next individual to unmute themselves. The last four digits are 3910.
Hi, this is John Costello, 280 River Road. My question is, when are you planning to open up the senior center?
So it's the same response. We've got a senior picnic scheduled for July, which is going to be the first opening thing. And Amy is working on putting together some outside programs that we're going to be doing over the summertime. And we're going to be looking for the state and to the county health department for guidance on reopening. It's probably going to be opened on a slower basis, that you'll be able to come in, register for a class, come in for a class, and do that at first, so we don't just have hundreds of people in there at one time until it's safe. But we are working on doing that right now.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Tracy. Thank you, Mr. Casella.
Hey. Council President, I'm going to try the first individual that didn't unmute themselves. Last four digits, 3317. Unmute yourself.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Good, thank you. My name is Keith Voos. I live at 3 Park Lake Drive in North Brunswick, New Jersey. I'm speaking on a matter of importance to the Metuchen Edison Piscataway Area Branch of the NAACP. The statement is presented in formal opposition to the land use variance that you are considering in order to permit the construction of a large new warehouse across the street from the Randolph K-3 Elementary School. The school is already in close proximity to 3 other warehouses. The construction of an additional warehouse would greatly increase the number of trucks entering and exiting the neighborhood on a regular basis. The combined diesel exhaust from those trucks presents an obvious health danger to the students who would be exposed to it for 4 continuous years and to adult staff working at the school for many years on end. According to the American Lung Association, diesel exhaust is a mixture of many gases and ultra-small particles containing more than 40 toxic air contaminants, including benzene, arsenic, and formaldehyde. These substances penetrate deeply into lungs and the bloodstream and can contribute to cell mutations that cause cancer. In fact, long-term exposure to diesel exhaust particles exposes the highest cancer risk of any toxic air contaminant evaluated by the Office of Environmental Health Hazard Assessment. In prior public discussion of this issue, so-called evidence for community benefits of building the new warehouse failed to be convincing in the slightest degree. Furthermore, building the warehouse negates a prior township commitment to utilize the location, which is now in a natural state, for an ecological park of obvious health benefit to the neighborhood. It is in clear contradiction of a democratic governing body's paramount responsibility to advance the common good of its constituents to allow the construction of the proposed warehouse. For these reasons, the Metuchen Edison Piscataway branch of the NAACP stands with the vulnerable Randolph Elementary School community in staunchly opposing the land use variance under consideration by the council. I submit the foregoing respectfully as chair of the Environmental Justice Committee of the aforementioned NAACP branch. Thank you for giving me this opportunity to speak.
Thank you for your comments. This is the Township Attorney, Raj Gumar. I request the administration and the council not to make any comments or responses in regard to this because there is pending litigation that has been filed in this matter. So I request everybody to refrain from any comments. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Raj. Is there anybody else?
Yes, there's one other individual. I'm asking them now to unmute themselves. Last four digits, 6094. Please unmute yourself. Thank you.
Please state your name and address, please.
Hi, my name is Sayed Shoaib, and I'm from 240 Hampshire Court. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi, I just wanted to echo the concerns brought up by Mr. Booth at NAACP. I want to make some comments. I need the council to understand how these warehouses affect the air quality of our township and the future of our residents. As per the American Lung Association State of the Air Report, Piscataway has an F rating for ozone pollution and an A rating for particle pollution. Last year on March 10, then Council President Cahill, when we brought up these concerns, was very ignorant and dismissive of her concerns. So I would like to disagree to her previous comments saying that you're very open to comments and open-minded to learning. I don't believe that is the case. When we brought out those concerns, Council President Cahill admitting that she did not know what the report means or what the ratings mean, but she still went ahead and said we have something, and I quote, something A rating and something F rating. Well, I would like to clarify, and I'm always open to discussion. I would, you know, we can exchange emails. We can, you know, I can talk to you more about this report and what it means. But what it means is Middlesex County has an F rating for ozone pollution and A rating for particle pollution. So ozone pollution has more immediate effects, as Mr. Booth pointed out, because of diesel pollution. The F rating means immediate effects, especially to low-risk groups. So saying, oh, we have A rating for something and F rating for another doesn't make it any better. It just means, oh, you won't get cancer, but you will get asthma in the short term. So that's really not good. I just want to echo those concerns and tell you how important this is and tell you how these warehouses are affecting the air quality. And at the same time, disagree that the council is anything but open-minded to our concerns or the residents' concerns. Thank you.
Thank you.
Again, this is Raj Gumar, the Township Attorney.
Excuse me one sec. Council President, there are no other individuals with their hands raised.
Thank you.
I just wanted to reiterate to the council administration that as this is pending litigation, please not make any comments. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, so thank you very much to all public person. Now I'm closing the public person. Item number 16, adjournment. Do all in a favor?
Mm-hmm. Second.
Okay. And say yes.
Aye.
All in favor?
Aye. Thank you.
Aye.
Thank you. Good night.
Aye. Good night.
Thank you.